USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Authorities have reported that the individual responsible for the shooting at New Hampshire State Hospital in Concord is dead. That's according to Homeland Security, who stated the situation is contained. The current number of victims and their conditions remain unknown. New Hampshire State Hospital is a secure inpatient psychiatric facility. President Biden sat down with the President of Mexico Friday during a bilateral meeting in San Francisco on the sidelines of the APEC summit.
Nothing is beyond our reach, in my view. I really mean it. When Mexico and the United States stand together and work together, as we've been doing.
Biden mentioned that the two nations are collaborating to tackle longstanding migration issues and combat the trafficking of fentanyl. There's an online petition urging Senators Mitt Romney of Utah and Joe Manchin of West Virginia to form a bipartisan presidential ticket. The Draft Romney-Manchin Committee initiated the petition, emphasizing the need for leaders who can bridge political extremes. The objective is to encourage the No Labels Convention in Dallas to nominate Romney for president and Manchin for vice president. A man's been charged in connection with the death of a Jewish protester in California. Ventura County District Attorney Eric Nasarenko announced the filing of involuntary manslaughter and battery charges against 50-year-old Loe Alnaji. The charges are based on new physical and forensic evidence.
We were able to take video as well as digital footage, put it together, and establish a clear sequence of events leading up to the confrontation.
The incident happened November 5th during a pro-Palestinian protest in Thousand Oaks, where 69-year-old Paul Kessler was reportedly hit in the head with a bullhorn, causing him to fall and hit his head on the pavement. Apple has decided to stop advertising on X following owner Elon Musk's remarks on anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. Musk responded to an anti-Jewish post by expressing agreement. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter is now under hospice care at home, following in the footsteps of her husband, former President Jimmy Carter, who began home hospice care 9 months ago. At 96, Rosalynn Carter is spending quality time with her family, as mentioned in a statement by their grandson on Friday. In May, the Carter Center revealed that the former First Lady had been diagnosed with dementia. Residents of Iceland are grappling with the imminent eruption of a volcano. A fissure in the earth has started spreading through the small town of Grindavik, and numerous earthquakes have been documented. All 3,800 residents have been compelled to evacuate. Now you have another reason to talk about Kansas City Chiefs Travis Kelce. Here's Corey Myers to explain.
Other than he's dating Taylor Swift, Travis has teamed up with his brother, Philadelphia Eagles Jason Kelce, to sing a Christmas song.
You dirtbag, you phony, you lousy jabroni. Happy Christmas, you ass. I pray God is our last.
The brothers did a reworked remake of the Pogues' 80s Christmas hit and renamed it King of South Philly. It's not exactly feel-good, but it is on the Philadelphia Eagles Christmas CD that raises money for charity.
The Thanksgiving travel season kicked off Friday, and it's anticipated to be one of the busiest in history. AAA projects that over 55 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more for Thanksgiving this year, marking a slightly over 2% increase from last year. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.